And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, It's Just Math. Plus, in honor of Yogi Berra, we're going to review some of the best quotes that he ever brought to the world. Amazing. And Don Lisico is going to be joining us, the owner of Caring Transitions of Carlsbad, going to be in the studio live.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. Would you like my life right now? I'm moving. Want to help me tomorrow? Lots of fun. Hey, we're also asking you, what do you think? You can call and talk to us about any subject. Why? Because we're very open-minded. Our minds are open. Open. As in, call us 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is, wait for it, open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, but guess what? Up next, SRN News.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Another historic day in Washington, the first ever address by a Pope to a joint session of Congress. Correspondent Wally Hines reporting.
Pope Francis saying throughout his visit to the United States, he wants the family to be a recurrent theme.
How essential the family has been to the building of this country.
In what some say was a clear reference to traditional marriage, the Pope said he was concerned the family is being threatened from within and without.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting, President Obama plans to meet with Russian President Putin next week in New York.
There are deep differences between Washington and Moscow when it comes to Russian interference in Ukraine and Russian military involvement in Syria. But the White House says President Obama has agreed to a face-to-face encounter with Putin to address those matters. It will be their first such meeting in nearly a year.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting, buoyed by steady job gains and low mortgage rates, Americans purchased new homes in August at the fastest pace in more than 7 years.
The Commerce Department says new home sales increased by 5.7% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 552,000. That followed an even larger 12% jump in July. Healthy hiring and smaller price increases for new homes have finally begun pushing up sales. New home sales have soared almost 22% in the past year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting strong gains in new home sales could accelerate the economy by boosting home building, which generates construction jobs, demand for building materials, and more spending on landscaping and other services. And Seattle fire officials say four people were killed when a charter bus and an amphibious tour vehicle collided today. Several others critically injured. Officials have not said what caused the crash, which took place on a bridge over Lake Union. This is SRN News.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. Right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees. Right now, we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Crazy Price Mall has got your VIP tickets to see Matthew West, right, Francesca Battistelli, and special guest Mr. Talkbox. 'Cause we are gonna shine at the Rock Church Point Loma. Tickets are just $35, a $50 value. VIP tickets include pre-show Q&A and a signed item. The show is Tuesday, October 13th, and doors open at 6 p.m. There's limited supply, so visit CrazyPriceMall.com before the curtain closes on this crazy good deal.
One person can make a difference. The question is, will you be that one person? This is Jim Garlow. In Mark chapter 6, a young boy goes to hear Jesus speak. But when he got there, he was the only one who brought anything to eat. Jesus took his 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they fed 5,000 people. One young boy made a difference. In Jeremiah chapter 5, God says, "Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem, look and consider, and search through her squares. If you can find one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive the city." That was just one person. Ezekiel 22 says, "I tried to find somebody to stand in the gap, but I couldn't find one person." Be that one person to stand in the gap for your pastor, for your school, for your children, for your spouse, for your nation, for your world. This is Jim Garlow, and there's always more of these kind of stories at jimgarlow.com.
The Branch College of Ministry is a college that is designed to help you experience in-depth teaching on leadership, scripture, and theology. The college exists to develop, equip, and inspire Christian leaders for excellence in ministry to the church. Earn your Bachelor's of Arts degree now in Christian leadership with a choice of 3 different concentrations, biblical studies, organizational leadership, or pastoral ministry. Students will study the biblical and theological principles needed to build a strong Christian leadership foundation and will learn the practical aspects of applying these principles to their personal and ministerial lives. The Branch College of Ministry has intimate class sizes, affordable tuition, and a professional degree, all for the glory of God and excellence to His church. Fall semester begins September 28th. To review class schedules and to apply, go to branchcollege.org or call us at 858-384-6679. That's 858-384-6679. The Branch College of Ministry, honoring the Word because every word counts.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I just want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I should warn everybody. I guess this would be the time to do the warning, to warn everybody. Should I warn everybody? Okay, I will. I'll warn everybody. There are some things that are in the process. They are somewhat a change in. So most of you know me as David Spoon, the host of the David Spoon Experience, or you're just listening to air for whatever reason. I don't
know. Suit.
Yeah, thank you. Although I took the coat off, I still have the shirt on. You should see me. I'm dressed up. Anyway, due to a glitch in the Salem media system, KPRZ has given me additional responsibilities beyond my talk show. What were they thinking? Anyway, I'm now also the director of local ministries. That's kind of a fancy title for a lot more work. We'll talk about the pay some other time. And if you're in ministry, by the way, or you're doing church work, or you're interested in utilizing the benefits of radio, and you're just seeking to make a connection to KPRZ, guess who you talk to now? Moi. Not the thing that's in your room that you put clothes in. Not the moi. Moi, as in me. You can reach me, 858-535-1210, and you can just ask our famous and absolutely outstanding office manager, Brittany. And she will get you right to my phone. Or you can also email me, davidspoon at kprz.com. Yes, if you ever desire to reach the audience, our, I would say, probably one of the smartest and, you know, for me, absolutely one of the most diligent audiences. I get emails all the time. What about this scripture here? This scripture says this. This version says this. It's never ending. That's because people are insightful and they want to understand and they want to put the information together. But ultimately, it's all because we want to have a living relationship with a living God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ empowered by the Holy Spirit. I think that's pretty solid right there. I do want to tell you this segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany and Joseph, Maria, and Baby. Turns out I was wrong about something I said about them yesterday. The baby is not answering the phone. I don't know. I thought the baby might be at work already.
I thought he was doing the fax machine.
No, it's a she, but she's not. She's just overseeing, making sure that Tom and Brittany don't make any mistakes. I hope that they can do that right. Current Solar Contracting, it just means stick your hand outside, put your fist back in, and you just made money because they're utilizing the solar rays to make money. There you go. CurrentSD.com is their website, 619-272-0303, 619-272-0303. Okay, so most people know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm moving. Congratulations, Dave. Is that like poking your other eye out with another stick? Yes. Anyhow, we'll be making that move tomorrow and Saturday. It should be pretty interesting, but I still have a What's Bugging Me that's separated from that. So as we are now entering into the next phase, we will talk about what's bugging me.
Want to ring the bell?
That's right. The wrong What's Bugging Me.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Wait. Got it. All right. E. coli, termite, and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. I got to tell you what's bugging me. It's one word. It's six letters. Guess I have not had an opportunity to go to the gym or stick with my diet, so I have one word that's bothering me. Scale. That's the word that's bothering me.
That would make two of us.
That's what's bugging me. Scale. You know what the thing about the scale is? You get on the scale, and when you have like those absolutely best days, the scale's like really nice, like, how you doing? It's good. Thanks for the battery change, or thanks for the wind-up. Glad you calibrated me. Everything's going great. But when you have not one of those great days and you're trying to do stuff, whammo, bammo, mammo. The scale goes, hey, get off. It's like, what? So I just want to say that is truly, and I think I speak for all people in all the United States of America.
You're speaking for me today.
Yeah. That's what's bugging me. Scale. E. coli, termite, and pest control is the sponsor for powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Remember all that fancy food we had yesterday?
Yes, that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, unfortunately, because I did not have time to make lunch today, I had to eat the leftovers, which is fine, but now the gym is really calling my name.
Yes, here's the problem. The problem is I would like to go to the gym, but I found out that when you move desks, mattresses, and big bed frames,
there's just no time.
There's just no energy. So, of course, our dog, Levi, is looking at us like, okay, what's going on? Are you making more room for me? Because that's all the dog is thinking. The dog's not thinking about us.
I'm getting like an upgrade? What's going on?
Yeah. All right. So I do want to take this few minutes before I get into a DDD because I have quite a bit of material that I want to cover. I do want to let people know that I had a discussion with my wife last night, and she told me something that I thought was amazing, and I'm going to...
You're sleeping on the couch?
No. I'm going to confess it on the air, though. Ooh. People are like, ooh, what is it? Ooh. Hey, relax. So we were talking, and I said, you know, I've noticed that I've been more frustrated. You know, like I get a little more frustrated. And the move is probably some of it, and we've got a lot of things going on in life, and that I think that happens. But she made a point, and she didn't try to be kind of teachy or preachy or anything. She just made a point. She said, yeah, she said, I've noticed in the last little bit that you are operating under less grace than normal. And I thought, you know, I think she was thinking I was going to jump up and down and smack my head against the wall. And I just thought, I think she's right. I think that that's a really excellent point. When you get to a point where you believe in the process that God grants you grace, but then you start trying to, you know, do certain achievements, you know, apart from that, then I think you start, you know, kind of building into good works and building into that mindset. And then because I'm not operating grace for me, guess what happens when you don't operate in grace with yourself between you and the Lord?
I'm going to guess you fail and you fall on your face.
Correct. And then you also don't extend it to other people because you're not extending it to yourself. It's not, you're not really operating in the principle because you're moving a kind of a side principle, which then creates other frustrations. So I thought about it and I prayed about this morning and I just really had that impression, I guess is the way to say it, that, you know, we've got to remember as Bible-believing, born-again Christians, and we're evangelicals on this show. I mean, I'm not shameful of that in any capacity. Our mindset is you're saved. It's by grace. It's through faith. It's through the work of Jesus Christ, his redemptive work. It's by God's provision for that and our interaction with God in that and acknowledging his testimony regarding that. But it's easy, I say, to miss grace and start operating again in works once you really believe grace. And people say, oh, once you believe grace, it never changes. Like, I don't think that's true. I think it's more true to say that once you're settled in grace and then you start moving on, you then take on like a secondary or a kind of another tier in your walk. And I think that she was just right, that it really comes down to unmerited favor that God has granted us this opportunity, not just to have fellowship with him, but to live forever with him through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ himself being the propitiation or the substitute for our sins. And I thought, you know, I could get mad, I could respond, but A, that's not grace. And then B,
she's right.
Yeah, she's right. I think she's just right. I don't think it's overly theological. I just think in the time, in the moment, in the zone, my brain is not inclined more towards the graceful elements, and then my heart is not inclined that way. And even though I'm reading the word and seeing grace through the word, I'm not processing. And the Bible does very clearly say that God extends to us the things that he extends to us through grace, and that we are also able to grow in grace. That's not God's grace, but our understanding or seizing or interaction with God's grace. And I think that I stopped growing a little, and that's not a good thing. So if you're a person out there that has any similarity to me, and sometimes the drive of you gets the best of you, like that happens to me, then my encouragement is to walk with me in this journey, to prayerfully seek the Lord's help to operate more in his grace and let grace flow through us. I just think that's a good thing for us to do. How about this statement, and then we'll exit with this. Grace first. Okay? That's grace first. Not above the blood of Jesus. Just grace first. Let's just think that way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel, I can get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
The modern doctors at the Osteorelief Institute are pioneering a new method of non-surgical joint cushioning treatments for those with arthritic knee pain. The Osteorelief method merges a physician-administered, all-natural, FDA-approved joint cushioning treatment with high-tech laser-guided video to help get the medication precisely where it's needed to help your pain. Not blind injections, because studies prove doctors can miss the joint up to 30% of the time without digital imaging. The Osteorelief method doesn't involve surgery, has no downtime, no risk of infection, bleeding, or a hospital stay. In fact, it takes less than 15 minutes, and many patients describe it as revolutionary. And it's so researched and effective that Medicare and most major insurances cover the procedure. Call the innovators of the Osteorelief method for knee pain cushioning and relief to help keep you active and pain-free today. Call 800-317-KNEE to schedule your risk-free screening. Take the next step to being pain-free. 800-317-KNEE, 800-317-KNEE, or 5633.
15 years, 70,000 customers, and over a half a million windows installed. It's no wonder American Vision Windows is the number one window replacement company in California. Experts know that even the best windows are only as good as the installation. Celebrating their 15-year anniversary by revolutionizing the industry all over again, American Vision Windows presents a window designed by expert installers for expert installers. It's a completely new vision for a whole new era. The President Series, exclusively from American Vision Windows. Call now to get a free upgrade to triple pane windows with the revolutionary new President Series windows, exclusively from the number one window installation company in California, American Vision Windows. Call now, 858-997-2865. That's 858-997-2865. CSLB number 778326.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. That's how you stay current in life.
That's it right there.
Checking the weather. It's pretty nice. I think the weather's not bad. A little kind of like foggy, or not foggy, smoggy-ish, it seems a little bit. A lot of construction. The traffic is moving along, and if I say in California on a freeway, the traffic is moving along, you just say praise the Lord. I say,
dum, 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 dum.
Thank you very much. Traffic moving along, praise the Lord. Traffic moving along, praise the Lord. That's all you need. All right, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, here's the deal for Sam. Sam's going to be on the show tomorrow, and if you did not get a chance to hear his testimony, he was here on 9/11. Now, Sam was born a Muslim, and on 9/11, he was a pilot in the air flying when 9/11 happened. I'm not going to tell you the rest. You got to hear it. Now, he's a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. Can you just imagine what happened over that span of time? Here's what you do. You go to thinksam.com to listen to Sam's testimony. He has a book out. He shares his testimony with Bible studies, different groups. But the thing that he does in life is real estate. He's a real estate dude. That's it. And what he does is if you sell or buy a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his commission and gives it to a charity, church, or ministry of your choice, which is like, okie dokie. That's pretty cool. ThinkSam.com, 858-722-7515, 858-722-7515. I do want to also remind you, because I do it on a regular basis, about Whitefields Ministries. Now, my wife and I have been involved with Steve Wheeler for like a year and a half. And it's one of the ministries that we think is just there promoting the gospel in places that you and I will never go. And they go to places where the village next to the village is a 15-mile walk between villages. And you're not talking about cars. You're not talking about regular running water. You're talking about people drinking water out of cesspools. And they come and they bring filters and they put the filters in the village and the people are able to drink regular water. And then they tell them about the water of life, Jesus Christ. And that's like, wow, what a great ministry. We would encourage you to go to whitefields.org. I think Steve will be on in a couple of weeks. I know he's out of the country because he goes out of the country. I think every other week he's out of the country. Whitefields.org. If you check it out and you're like, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't make a connection. That's no problem. But if you go there and you think, I love this and I want to be a part of it, they ask you to be prayerful first. And then if you can give or participate, great. But if you can't, don't worry about it. What I tell people all the time, if you can't do $60, maybe you can do 60 seconds in prayer. That would not be a bad thing, would it? Okay. All right, so we got Dawn Lisico in with us already. So she's just hanging out. She's looking at the book. She's thinking, he did do it. That's, you know, it's amazing I did the book in the first place.
It's amazing when I do anything and accomplish anything in a day. That's all I got to say. Did I get it done? Eh. But I do want to do this one teaching. It's called It's Just Math. And we're going to do this DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, first. And then we'll come back after that and Don will hang out with us and we'll talk about some of the different things that are going on with Caring Transitions of Carlsbad. So we'll have a good opportunity to kind of get into it and dig deep into it. But I do want to make sure that people understand this. People have asked me before, how do you know that Jesus was on the cross? How long he was on the cross? How do you know that time frame? What was the dealios on that? So I decided I would just do the math problem, and it comes out of Mark chapter 15, verse 25. Mark chapter 15, verse 25, and it says the following. And it was the third hour when they crucified Jesus. Now, you're thinking in your brain, third hour. What does that mean? Well, for us and for the Jewish time frame, what that means is the first hour was 6 a.m. That's when the day started. The day was split out, and the night was split out into four shifts each. It was typically 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 6. And then the nighttime, the first watch would be 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 3 to 6, or 12, 12 to 3, and 3 to 6 in the watches. So whenever it says in the fourth watch of the night or the third watch of the night or second watch, those are all time frames that are established. So here, Jesus, we see in Mark chapter 15, 25, third hour when he's being crucified, just for those that aren't sure what that is, 9 a.m. Okay, that's when it's happened. Now, it's not 9 a.m. when they grabbed him, and it's technically really not even 9 a.m. when they're mocking him. That's happening before. And remember, he runs back and forth between Pilate and between Herod, so there's some movement taking place. But when they actually start that process where the crucifixion is getting serious, it's 9 a.m. where he's towards the cross and is being nailed in. Then Mark 15, verse 33, so about eight verses later, says, and when the sixth hour came, so remember, he's up at the ninth, 9 a.m., third hour. The sixth hour comes, and there's darkness over the whole land. So if 9 a.m. is when the crucifixion process started, and then the darkness starts at the sixth hour, which would be 12 p.m., then what's the time frame so far? It's 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., so it's 3 hours so far. But remember, the darkness lasted how long? 3 hours. So here's what you got. Jesus, the crucifixion process started at 9 a.m. It was the sixth hour, or 12 p.m., when the darkness was over the whole land. And it was over the land for 3 hours or until 3 p.m. So Jesus was crucified from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So how do you figure what's the difference? What's the time frame? 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. Last time I checked, that was 6. I'm pretty sure. I'm feeling confident. So when Jesus was being crucified, it was a six-hour process on the cross. 6 hours. I think people think he just went up there, they nailed him, he fainted, or he screamed, he died. It's like, no. There was an agonizing, flesh-tearing, heart-dropping, and by the way, that literally is heart-dropping, because as you're in the crucifixion process, your heart begins to close down. And that entire 6 hour at the end, in Mark 15:34, it says, at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then, verse 37, he uttered the loud cry and breathed his last and died. Now, for the evangelical Christian, hey, he got back up again. So let's not leave him in the ground. That's a little bit of a problem that some faiths have. We're not one of them that has that problem. But the bottom line is that process took 6 hours. And if you can just imagine doing anything grueling for 6 hours, how about the ebb and flow of your life on a cross suspended in the air after they've beaten you and whipped you and you're just hanging there to perish? What's the most amazing element to this is when Jesus went through this process, he did it, now catch this, aware of what he was sacrificing for us. He didn't go in there going, well, I don't know what's going to happen. He's like, I know what's going to happen. I know how it's going to happen, and I know how bad it's going to hurt, and I'm going to do it anyway because I want humanity and divinity to be able to connect, and that's how he did it. And for those that don't understand the overall judicial sense, Everybody that sins dies. That's the law. That's the requirement. But see, Jesus, he didn't sin, but he still died. So, in a sense, he got hosed because he shouldn't have died because he never sinned. So he sued. You can't say it any simpler. He was wrongfully executed, so to speak, with Satan at the core, and he sued. He said, everybody that believes in me has my righteous life that I was robbed of. And God the Father put down the hammer. Satan turned around and said, what just happened? And then, bam, the kingdom of God started being built at a rapid ascent. Here's what I want you to know. 6 hours on the cross. Why? Because he loves you. That's why. I haven't gone through 6 hours of pain for anybody. Just saying. I'm just being honest. But that's at the pain of death. That's the level of commitment. It might be just math, but you know what? It's impressive math. That's kind of cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back with Don. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
We've all seen the bone-chilling reports of Planned Parenthood selling aborted baby parts. If you really care about women and their babies, join the Birthline of San Diego County Walk for Life. Birthline is a nonprofit organization that has been providing women the resources they need to carry their baby to term and either parent or opt for adoption services for over 36 years. This is a big event where we ask you to help them provide free services year-round. Ask your friends, ask your family, your coworkers, to sponsor you in your walk. And if you aren't able to walk the 2 miles, you can sponsor a walker or make a tax-deductible donation. Business owners can sponsor a team or make a generous one-time gift. Join the Birthline of San Diego Walk for Life, Sunday, October 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. at De Anza Cove in Mission Bay Park. For more information and sponsor sheets, call Birthline Center at 858-270-2491 or click birthlineofsandiego.org.
Listen carefully to this worthwhile observation. Things seem to turn out best for those who make the best of the way things turn out. One more time. Things seem to turn out best for those who make the best of the way things turn out. You may not realize it at first, but there's a biblical truth buried in there. Besides being optimistic, it reminds us that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him. Sometimes we wonder if God caused something or God allowed it. Either way, He can make the best of it, and so can we. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's best on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Lara Scott needed a new AC system. She immediately called Home Comfort USA.
Lara here. You've heard me talking about KenStar and Home Comfort USA for years now. I absolutely love these guys. When it came time to get an AC system, I put my money where my mouth is and called Home Comfort USA, and the whole installation process couldn't have gone better. The results are fantastic. My new complete home comfort system is super quiet, super efficient, and super comfortable. I love it.
Ken got ready for a hotter summer than we got, and now has twice as many systems as needed. So now Ken is offering their end of summer overstock clearance. Get a $1,500 discount plus a $1,000 instant rebate for a whopping $2,500 off your new system.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
Call 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637.
HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com. HomeComfortUSA.com.
CSLB number 974908.
Everyone is talking about War Room.
This is my favorite place in this house. I call it my War Room.
Hi, this is Alex Kendrick, co-writer and director of War Room. Pray with us that God continues to use it to impact millions more for His glory.
War Room, starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and T.C. Stallings.
You need to do your fighting
in prayer.
War Room. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Tickets and showtimes at warroomthemovie.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, where we do nothing but have fun on the radio because why not? I mean, that's my attitude. Why not? In the studio with us, Don Lucico from Caring Transitions of Carlsbad. And we've talked before. Her commercials are running on the show. I want to make sure everybody understands the heart that Dawn has and that what the business, or let's really say what the ministry is that she operates in. And that is taking care of people who are either towards the end and doing inventory and relocating, taking care of people who have passed and there's just an inventory left. There's that really tough period prior, during, after, and there's loved one involved, and you need help because you don't know what you're doing, which is about 95% of the people, then you turn to Dawn and you say, help me. And then she does. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Talk to us about Caring Transitions of Carlsbad, and talk to us about what the primary purpose of the ministry, the work is that you're doing.
Our primary work is to help families who are making difficult transitions. Usually involves a move, and it usually involves their stuff that they own. We hold on to a lot of things, and so we help them liquidate and get rid of their things, and we help them move. Usually they're downsizing.
Okay, and then are they – sometimes the person is okay and they're just downsizing, but then sometimes
yes. –
It's not okay.
Sometimes they're not there anymore.
Right.
They've passed. And so they just have the families dealing with their belongings, not knowing what to do with the things that are left over that maybe is too many things for the family to encompass in their own home. Or they're just looking for some financial help. And so they want to sell off the things that they have.
So you help them either, not just inventory, but also sell so that they can raise some revenue, raise some money from it.
Correct.
Wow. Is that hard to do?
It can be. if the person's there and downsizing, sometimes there's some difficulty with just them losing their things. They're afraid of getting rid of their stuff because it kind of speaks to their mortality. So that can be difficult. The family has a hard time sometimes letting things go for a low cost. They want to see some value in the life that their parent had. So that can make it difficult. But at the end of the day, we usually take that difficulty away because we just come in and help them get rid of everything and get them to move on to the next step without all that frustration.
Yeah.
They don't have to be present. They just turn it over to us and we handle all the details for them. So they're not actively involved and it just releases the stress.
Yeah. To me, it's ministry because I don't know. I couldn't, you know, it's not my strong point. Well, I'm glad there's people like you that help coordinate that. I mean, that's a big part of it. Let's talk about a couple of contact points for the audience. 760-509-9189.
That's
right, because the last time we did this, I had the wrong number. Let's see, I misspelled your name on the sign this morning. That was good. And then last time I had the wrong phone number.
It's okay. It all works out in the end.
It comes together, doesn't it?
It does,
somehow.
It does.
All right, caringtransitioncarlsbad.com. That's the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got that. So I got. I'm okay. I'm doing right there. The thing that I want to know is when you're ministering or when you're performing your work, it's a service, and it's a great one. It's a big heart service, I would call it. Do you
Do you have the opportunity, because I know somebody has just gone through this process, to help the family understand that the dollar value that estate is not the total value of that person? I mean, I would think that would be like at the core, because some people, they get through all of it and they get through all the bills and they sell their stuff and it's like, it's not worth $60 billion. And then they, you know, is there that sense where, oh, not very worth very much? It's like, really? That's the value, how we put it? I mean, do you have to deal with that?
Not so much in that sense. Usually the problem comes in, they do think that their furniture is worth more than it is. I just had a client who said, you know, I paid a lot of money for this furniture. And I said, I'm sure you did, because it's very nice and it's, you know, it's very good furniture, but it is 50 years old. And so you've got the life use out of it. And so now it's worth about $50. And, With IKEA and the cheaper furniture on the market now, people would rather buy new because they can do so pretty inexpensive. So things like that don't usually fetch too much.
Yeah.
But it's really about, I think the hardest thing is with getting rid of things is people are thinking that it's a family memory or it was something that was dear to their mom or their father, and they feel bad about losing it. So for that, I just tell them that, you know, they still have that memory. That memory is in their heart, and that now they're passing that beloved thing on to someone else to make some nice memories as well. And that really seems to help them get comfortable with letting it go.
That's a great way to say that, though. I mean, it's a great way to say that, okay, you've enjoyed part of that. The family's enjoyed part of that. Now you can have that extended to other families where they can enjoy.
Right.
That's great. That's a great thought process. I really like that. That's good thinking. And I think it's important for people to recognize, and this is something we talk about in the commercials, one transition is, it's not a one-size-fits-all mentality. Every situation, every person, every element is different, isn't it?
Yes. The only thing that's the same are the things. I mean, almost everybody has a coffee maker and Pyrex and, you know, the normal household items. You see things over and over again. But everything else about it is different, you know, because everybody's different. Every person has a different memory or a different experience or a different issue that they're dealing with. You know, some want to go, some don't want to go. Some are happy to move. Some say, I'm not moving. I've had that happen where I show up with the moving truck and they say, I'm not going. And whoa, okay, now what? So it's always a challenge. But that's what I like about it. The challenge makes it fun and exciting. And seniors are a special group of people. They have great stories and great memories. And I learn something almost every single time.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, that's really good. And you just made me think of my own grandfather, who lived to, he was 94 and was born in Russia and was involved in World War I, and just like, you know, he used to tell a story after. It was fascinating. It's
right.
Just fascinating because there's a lot of rich truths and life experiences that they hold. And
sure.
That part's kind of a blessing. Here's the challenge part. So sometimes downsizing means either getting rid of some stuff or even, you know, selling some stuff or, you know, putting it in another place.
Mm-hmm.
Do they then feel like that's, do some people feel like that's an evidence of their winding down of time?
Sure. Yeah. It makes that, again, that mortality comes up where they think, geez, you know, now I'm getting rid of all this stuff because I'm not going to be around. Makes it a little bit more evident.
Yeah.
Especially if they're moving into assisted living or independent living where they know that now they have to be taken care of on a daily basis. You know, sure. Anyone with any thought process left is going to think that.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, but a lot of, I'd say almost everyone I've encountered, they're mostly at peace with that. They either have a faith and they know that, this is the way it's supposed to go, or they, somehow have come to terms with it. Sometimes they're just tired.
You know, that the ministry / business you do, I mean, it's a business, so I don't want people to misunderstand that, but it's very ministerial in its process because you're really taking care of people who are at the point where they cannot take care of themselves or they need to have a change of venue in order to do better, right, in order to have any kind of quality life, or like you said, if they've already passed on. So for people out there that are like, okay, going through this process, either a loved one or even yourself, if you're listening and you need to downsize, you know, it doesn't have to be something you do by yourself. And I think that's the key component that Dawn is bringing in, is somebody who cares, loves, and is concerned can help you. Not just inventory, but process.
Right.
And that's a huge, huge value for people.
Right. Yeah. Especially if they're unsure or not thrilled with having to do the process, I can give them some different ways to look at it. My goal is to make it a joyous thing for them, not an unhappy thing.
Yeah.
Because it all comes down to the choice.
Yeah.
You know, you can be miserable about this, or you can take it on with some joy and decide that, you know, it's going to be a good day. And so that's what I try to spin it to.
Yeah, that's good, though. It's really good stuff. CaringTransitionCarlsbad.com. That's the website. 760-509-9189. Especially if you need help in the process or you are with somebody that needs help in the process. We're going to keep Dawn over for another segment just because she does a great job. And she drove all the way down here. I wouldn't make her leave that fast. I'm a nice guy. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Studios of K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.
When your foot starts tapping, your hands start clapping, and you can't help but sing along to every song, you know the Gaithers are in town. The 2015 Gaither Homecoming Tour.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither. I want to invite you to join me and the Gaither Vocal Band and some of our friends for a night you will not forget, featuring great music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun.
The Gaither Homecoming Tour with special guest The Isaacs, The Martins, Charlotte Ritchie, and many others. The Gaither Homecoming Tour, 6 p.m. Sunday night, October 4th at Skyline Church in La Mesa. A night filled with unforgettable classics. Make some new memories at the 2015 Gaither Homecoming Tour. Tickets available now at 855-484-1991 at the Skyline Church box office or at gaither.com. Produced by Fill the Gap Concerts.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Iten first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales event, going on now through September 30th, can you receive your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, hanging out with Don Lucico during Transitions of Carlsbad, who just told you why. If you have somebody who's in transition or process, you could use the help. She's there to help. That's what they do. 760-509-9189. For those that are driving going, what? I'll do that again so it's a little slower. 760. You know, that's about half of North County, folks. I mean, most people know 760-509-9189. For those that love the web, Caring Transition Carlsbad. I'm sorry, Caring Transitions, plural, Carlsbad. So make sure you add the S. And if you just go into Google and type in Caring Transitions in Carlsbad, odds are pretty good something's going to come up where you'll go, wait, there's Don. Okay, got it. What is something that people who are not in the place for your services but are going to come to the place where they need your services, what are some of the, what's a thing or two to protect them or warn them about as they encounter it? Like if somebody's like, all of a sudden now they need your services, what happens to the people that need your services that they're not expecting? What are they, is there a way for them to be aware? Is there a warning sign? Is there prep signs? Anything that you can tell them to do prior, like take a deep breath, be calm, don't freak out, don't run around like a chicken with your head cut off, something like that.
All of the above.
Okay.
If they think they're going to need to have if they're going to have a transition or if they're going to be moving or something like that, I think the most important thing is to talk to me first, because even if I don't actually get that particular job, I will give them lots of pointers and things that they can do to help it make it easier on themselves or their family. So we always start off with a free consultation.
Okay.
And that, with that, we determine whether or not I'm the best company to help them. If I'm not, I'll give them some alternatives.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, what I want for them is to be able to do what they need to do in the best way that solves their issues.
Yeah,
so I'm a great problem solver. My degree is in organizational management, so I think that way. And then when I go in, I can help them figure out the best way to get themselves organized before I come on scene. Or if they're going to do it themselves, how to best do that so that they don't go crazy.
You know what's amazing about that is that spirit that you have, that attitude of like, look, I'm going to meet with them, and if I'm not the best person, I'll tell them. I'm not the best person. Do this. Go here. Do that. So meeting with you is not only does it not cost them, it can save them not just hundreds but thousands and give them a direction to go where they're feeling directionless, and you're doing that just because you're you?
That's just because I'm me. The whole reason I got into doing this is because I care about them, and I wanted to do something that felt good for me and that did something good for the world. This was an easy way to reach out, and so they didn't have a big platform to stand on. So it helps me to minister to those people and show them what love looks like, just because. And, you know, if someone asks me why, I can tell them, but usually it's just that piece of bringing them that piece that helps.
Yeah. It's being used, in a great way, isn't it? Because in a sense you're a vehicle to share compassion, and you're just, you know, there for them, which I think people don't recognize how important somebody being there, going through that process, going through that transition, how important it is to have somebody who gets it and has worked with people and can help people walk through. That's a huge value, just an enormous value that you bring to people.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was, but after working with them and having the feedback of, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you came into my life. You know, there's a certain part of that that definitely feels good.
Yeah.
And you can't put a price on that.
It's just great. I really encourage people to listen,
to just kind of use that, you know, so people have 2 ears. This is the reason you have 2 ears, so that you'll listen quite a bit. And then, you know, sometimes the listening process requires making sense of the sound decimals that are coming into your ears. And it's really important to grasp that you do not have to go through this alone, or the person that you're concerned about does not have to go through this alone, and that there are people that know how to navigate through what will be, for most people, uncharted waters, uncharted territory that they are clueless about. But then you kind of have a map, and you can help them through.
Yep.
I love it. That's great work. All right, so here's what I'm going to remind people. 760-509-9189. 760-509-9189. CaringTransitionsCarlsbad.com. Reach out to Dawn. It will be something that you think is extremely worthwhile. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, then we'll be back. Stand by for Marty, then SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.